The question of family status drives immigration policy, and changing that in an immigration reform law would certainly change the reality for undocumented immigrants. Meanwhile, deportations have continued under the Obama administration, something that doesn't involve the House or the Senate. More than 220,000 people have been deported since last June. Some activists believe there can be compromise on nearly every issue in immigration reform, but ultimately a pathway to citizenship is the only real solution to America's immigration problems. Maria Rodriguez is executive director of the Florida Immigrant Coalition.
People need a resolution, and we need some relief, and we need that reform. There's a lot of misery and suffering, but there's also an issue that affects all of us, and that's having a second-class system that's reminiscent of the three-fifths citizen or exclusionary policies of ages gone by. I want to make a point clear around the issue of citizenship, John. We're not asking for a special path, an expedited path. We're not asking for anything new or different. We're just saying that if people are to get legal status, that they should not be denied the opportunity to become citizens. And that comes with a certain amount of requirements and earned citizenship that nobody is disputing, whether that's fees and paying your taxes and taking the English test and taking a civics test that, by the way, many of us probably could not pass. Doing a background check and oath, it's very rigorous to become a U.S. citizen. And so none of us are saying that undocumented immigrants should be expedited for citizenship. Well, there might be some that are saying that, but what we're saying is that denying that citizenship hurts not just them, it hurts us all.
What do you make of the strategy over the past few years to focus on the DREAM Act? People who satisfy particular criteria, military service, have gone to college, have stayed out of trouble, or even focusing on the H-1B visas. Have those issues distracted from what you see as the core problem here?
No, I think that there's very many communities that are deserving. There's very many sectors that are probably more palatable for the American public to integrate and incorporate, but it doesn't make it right when families come in all kinds of statuses, and family is a basic economic, emotional nucleus of any healthy society. And so to legalize the dreamers and not their parents, or to legalize farm workers but not the tourism workers, it doesn't make any sense. If we are to benefit from people's work, we should be able to acknowledge their full humanity and their full civic selves.
Maria Rodriguez is executive director of the Florida Immigrant Coalition, and you've been very transparent and candid about your political outlook regarding this issue. I'm wondering, given that this may not get dealt with again if it gets shelved in this congressional session, what's your worst-case scenario, that immigrants would basically accept some deal because it's the only one on the table based on the divisions that we're seeing right now?
Sadly, it's not up to us right now. It's up to Boehner. And if Boehner continues to be an ostrich and put his head under the ground and deny the clear mandate for reform and for reform now, they're saying they don't have time. They have 8 days. Most Americans are going to be working through the holidays. They say there's no support. There's actually bipartisan support. There's a small group that's obstructing. It's on Boehner to bring it to a vote. That's all we're asking for.
Do you think the only way to move things forward, in your view, or what your constituents will accept, is a pathway to citizenship?
It's the fair option. It's the American option. You know, we have equality and equal opportunity in our DNA as a country. And by institutionalizing 11 million people who can't ever aspire to citizenship, I think that hurts us all.
Maria Rodriguez is executive director of the Florida Immigrant Coalition. She joined us from Miami. Thanks so much, Maria.
Thank you.
This is Ira Flatow, host of Science Friday. For over 30 years, the Science Friday team has been reporting high-quality science and technology news, making science fun for curious people by covering everything from the outer reaches of space to the rapidly changing world of AI to the tiniest microbes in our bodies. Audiences trust our show because they know we're driven by a mission to inform and serve listeners first and foremost with important news they won't get anywhere else. And our sponsors benefit from that halo effect. For more information on becoming a sponsor, visit sponsorship.wnyc.org.